Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the final out with Marks and Reese. That's a stopper, Ikey.
How about them Phillies?
That is a stopper. And boy, what is it? How many hours since that game ended last night? That's about as disappointed as I've been probably since an Eagles game the previous season where they lost.
Yeah, that was a tough one last night.
That was a tough one to swallow because you get two outs in the ninth inning and you have Sir Anthony in there and I'm already chalking up a win and a double home run, game over.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man.
And it was actually a good game.
It was
a very good game. Not from a pitching standpoint, but you had the offenses answering each other.
Back and forth.
And you kind of felt like, okay, I'm with you. You know, once you got Dominguez out there in the ninth inning, you're like, okay. And it's two outs?
Two outs.
Yeah.
Double. It's like,
I think
I'm worried about the game getting tied. Next thing I know, it's a walk-off.
Yeah.
Today's
a better day.
Yesterday was a good game in the offensive way. Today was a great game if you like pitching and you like a nice, crisp game. And I'll tell you what, man, Aaron Nola was as dominant a performer as anybody in this city in baseball since Roy Halladay. But beats Max Scherzer, beats a Cy Young Award winner, and the strikeout on Bryce Harper to end the eighth inning. He goes down 2-1 in the count.
Well, I was nervous.
There's two men on.
Yeah.
And it's you're one swing away from being 3-2. And two straight 95-mile-an-hour fastballs right on the corner. Ricky Bo was talking about it on the post game. I was watching Comcast. You could actually see Harper on his heels on those pitches because he didn't know if the breaking ball was coming. And Nola just, listen, it's 95 on the corner like that, and it's certainly not a straight fastball. That was an unbelievable performance. And that I'm not going to say it saved the season, Ike, because one more loss, ultimately you can come back and do that. But it feels like it saved the season, didn't it?
Yeah. I mean, listen, and we know there aren't very many games behind the Atlanta Braves. What is it, 2.5 now? The Braves still got to play tonight, right?
Yes.
So you're 2.5, could get it to 2. They're a weekend series away from being back in this thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I know the emotions swing from day to day with this team. I know mine do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still got a foot in the water. I do. I still got a foot in the water. It's not a whole leg, though. I pulled the thigh out.
I tied an anchor to my ankle last night. I was ready to throw it overboard and sink to the bottom. I was miserable after that game last night. I put my phone down like sixth inning, and I'm like, I'm not going back on, and I didn't, luckily.
You would have saw my little eye emojis.
Oh, yeah,
wow.
Face. I tweeted something at you couple minutes, and it said, in all caps, NOLA equals MVP. At you.
Oh, man, I didn't even see that.
Because if he's not the Cy Young Award winner, mm-hmm. and DeGrom may get it, as far as I'm concerned right now, Scherzer and Nola, if they're not even, Nola has a leg up on him.
Right.
But Nola's the MVP. If he's not the Cy Young Award winner, there's nobody more valuable to their team than Aaron Nola.
Well, I can't make the argument that there's anybody more valuable to their team than Aaron Nola, but I will tell you, I don't think he should win the MVP. So, I still believe that, and that's just a philosophy of mine. It has nothing to do with Aaron Nola.
You say it goes to position players.
Yeah, yeah.
Does it go to a pitcher.
A pitcher. I would never give it to a pitcher. But pitchers have won it.
They have?
Yeah, pitchers have won it.
They have. We'll discuss. We'll go over the game. Odubel.
Odubel.
He wakes up a little bit. We have Gabe Kapler talking about the decision to take Aaron Nola out after eight innings to give it back to the bullpen, which gave it up last night. People were split. You take him out, you put him in. Who are you putting in? I was fearing Tommy Hunter.
Right.
I was fearing everybody.
Well, Hunter was warming up.
I know. Nishek actually came in, and it was
an
easy,
nice job,
stress-free inning. So he made the right call. You made the right call, and Gabe explains it as only Gabe can explain it. So we'll have that coming up as well. And
when he pulled Nola, I said, Gabe, well, you better be right on this one.
Well, either way, if people are going to play, if he keeps him in, he gives it up.
Right.
What are you doing leaving him
Why
in?
Why you leave him in there?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. He can't win in that situation unless they win.
And they won.
Yep.
And they're a game out of the wild card, 2.5 back from the Braves. So it looked like last night, it felt like, all right, this is it. That's what a stopper does. A stopper stops a 4-game losing streak. A stopper beats the reigning Cy Young Award winner on the road to salvage a series. 888-729-9494. Come on, Phillies fans. Let me hear you. 888-729-9494. It's the final out. Last night after Roman Quinn had a couple hits, I deemed him the starting center fielder.
For the rest of the season.
Well, no. I said he earned more at-bats. And listen, Odubel, think about the he's hitting 266, so it's not like he's had a terrible season. He's just been so ice cold recently. He's got 20 home runs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like when you look at the overall numbers,
yeah,
he still has been productive.
The funny thing with Herrera, right, it's not his hitting that frustrates people. It's the field, out in the field of play, or the base running.
It's the Odubel plays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the hitting, you know, it really the hitting is what affords people to ignore some of the stuff
Correct.
He does out there in the field. So, yeah, I'm with you. The hitting, to me, listen, we got a guy here batting 215, 220. So we can't be too hard on Odubel, who's batting 266. He's still probably the third highest batting average on the team.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, with Nick Williams now. But so you're not going to have – I wanted more Boer. And Boer,
how about that?
His oblique. He was playing last night.
His final at bat, I guess.
Strained oblique. So now he's on the DL, so he's going to be out. They're not going to be able to use him as a DH coming up in the Blue Jays series.
Uh-huh.
So
that means Ramos will play more.
You hope so, but he's got that injury. So it'll be interesting to see what actually happens going up there in Toronto. But for today, I just had somebody tweet this to us. Aaron Nola's 8-0 after a loss.
Mm-hmm.
8-0 after a loss. That's whether he's going to win Cy Young or MVP or whatever else. When you want, and that's when Curt Schilling was here, that's the kind of stopper he was. He's a stopper, man. So
I think he should win the Cy Young.
So you're Cy Young guy.
Yeah.
Well, he's finishing top two or three.
Right.
Without a doubt.
And, I mean, listen, everybody assumes it's going to be Scherzer. Now, again, these are Ike rules, right? You don't make the playoffs, you can't be winning Cy Young.
Or DeGrom. It's coming down to DeGrom, Nola, and Scherzer.
So, to me, if the Phillies get in there, why wouldn't you give it to Aaron Nola?
They're the closest right now.
Yeah.
It's not even a question.
The Mets and the Nationals are out of it.
Let's take some phone calls. I'm going to make the case that Aaron Nola's 2018 season is better of Roy Halladay's Cy Young season in 2010. All right? I'm going to do that. I already know how you're going to react to it.
No, I'm going to let this ride. I'm going to let you go ahead. You're feeling good today. I'm going to let you go with this.
Joey in West Deptford, New Jersey. Hi, Joey.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
How are you?
What up, Joey?
Good. I just wanted to say, you know, that hit from her, I think that's really going to boost his confidence. And I think, you know, that's going to help the Phillies out in a big way. After all, that huge, like, 19 games in a row without a home run, going from 19 to 20 now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think this is going to boost his confidence, and I think he's going to go on a little run here.
I hope so, because they can use him right now. They can use Odubel to go into one of those, you know, 2-3 week streaks where, you know, he's starting to carry the lineup a little bit. The only difference is he doesn't have to necessarily carry the whole lineup.
Yep.
He just needs to start hitting. They've added enough hitting to this lineup with the latest additions to this lineup that I think it'll make his job a lot easier to be able to do Odubel Herrera. We know he's a streaky hitter, right? I mean, you look at his numbers since June. I mean, it's unbelievable.
He's hitting 200.
Yes, he's hitting 200. That's unbelievable. I mean, I didn't even realize that. That it had gotten to that point, but you kind of need him to get back to being Odubel Herrera.
Yep, you do. No, I mean, he's shown that he can do this, and like that, he can turn into the 4 out of 5 games
in
home run, Odubel. And right now, the team needs
it. They need that, yeah. We need it right now.
They need it, because guys are really scuffling. Ben, can we get... So what did you think of sending Nola out or sending Neshek out for the ninth? And because Nola was – it looked like he for sure was going to go for the complete game, but then he had a rough eighth inning, threw a lot of pitches. So it was 102 pitches after he strikes out Bryce Harper. I thought Neshek, I thought that, I didn't know Neshek, but I thought he was going to go to the pen. I just don't know who. But ultimately, it was the right call.
I think prior to running that count up to over 100 in the eighth inning, I think it was a no-brainer. He was coming out for the ninth.
Yep.
I mean, he was mowing through the lineup. Why wouldn't Gabe bring him out for the ninth? Struggled a little bit, but got out of it. And I guess Gabe felt, let's get him out of there right now.
Here's what he said, Gabe Kapler, after the game.
I really felt comfortable had we decided to send him back out there. But in my gut, I felt like we had lined up prior to the game, Rendon down for Neshek as like the perfect spot to deploy him. And that, along with the fact that it was so much stress in that eighth inning for Nola, and it was 23, 24 pitches, and going through the heart of their lineup and just sort of emptying the tank there, I thought it was the right time to hand it over to Pat, and Pat did a tremendous job for us.
He deployed him at the correct time.
And and the thing that I completely agree with him on is the part that Nola had gotten through the majority of the heart of the lineup.
And you know, it's one thing to be at 102, but he's right. A pitch is a stressful inning like that is different than throwing 24 pitches in an inning where guys are just fouling the ball off. I mean, that was as stressful as it gets for a pitcher,
man,
in that inning.
You got a 2-run lead. You got this joker at the plate. Bryce Harper with 30 home runs already. Man, it was a nice battle that Aaron won. I mean, he won that battle going after Bryce Harper, and he went after him.
He did. He did. So I thought it was the right move. Obviously, it worked.
Yeah.
But I
still made me a little nervous, though.
I was nervous anyway that you're going to slice it right there.
Yeah.
But if he goes 1-2-3 and you're at 102 pitches, I think it's different than what he did, which was, I think he really, that was it. The last two fastballs he threw, I think, was it.
Yeah.
Let's hear Gabe on Odubel. He's in full Gabe Kapler mode right here, talking about Odubel Herrera. Here it is.
I'm so proud of Odubel. He sort of exemplifies what we ask for from our players, which is to get beat up, to get knocked down, and to continue to get up and fight every single day, even if your at-bats are not going the way you want them to go. And in previous at-bats, they weren't pretty. But he kept after it. He kept after it, was working on his timing, and got a cutter and got on top of it and smoked it out of the ballpark. But what I'm most proud of and most impressed by is how resilient he is and how he continues to fight and never give up.
I agree. I couldn't have said it any better, Reich.
Oh, Gabe. Well, listen, he said he was going to stick with him. I think he was on with the morning show yesterday talking about Odubel and
he
said,
did.
Listen, we can't forget what he did early in the year. And he's struggling right now, but we still got full confidence in him. And how about that? Odubel comes out today.
2-run home run, and that is the only scoring. A 2-run home run in the 7th inning. Odubel Herrera's 20th of the season, and that is your game wrap-up. Brought to you by Acme. Summer is here, and your local Acme is stocked and ready with the freshest meats and produce. It's the perfect time to fire up the grill, take in a game, and discover why summertime is better with Acme. We'll come back. We have some phone calls. We have some more highlights from the game, and you have, Ike, I'm going to make the case, Aaron Nola's 2018 better than Doc Cy Young of 2010.
Wow.
That's coming up next.
I can't wait to hear it.
And Joe from Jersey wants to trade Aaron Nola, according to his comment. 888-729-9494. We'll talk to Joe coming up as well. It's Marks and Reese. Final out, 94 WIP. Phil's win, and this didn't save the season, Ike, but it feels like it saved the season, right? If they get swept today, I think we're definitely having a different tone to this conversation.
Yeah. 5-game losing streak going into Toronto. Yeah.
Getting swept by the Nats.
Yeah.
Giving them life. I'll tell you what, them doing those trades, I think, lit a fire under their butt, too. Maybe it got rid of some of the bad guys in the Daniel Murphy's not known to be necessarily the greatest guy down there. And it just, listen, it puts them on notice. Like, anybody can be traded.
Yeah, well, listen, here's the other thing. That team enjoys playing against the Phillies. And one thing I know, and we weren't in this situation very often, but every once in a while, we found ourselves in a situation as a team that didn't have anything to play for late in the year. You want to ruin somebody else's playoff hopes.
Oh, sure.
So, you know, we can't go, you can't go either.
Well, like, here's the thing. It's, what are we, August 23rd?
Third, yeah.
You got a ton of baseball. There's a month and a week of baseball left.
Mm-hmm.
And you go on a little bit of a run here, and if they're 10 games over 500 in the month of September, they can... They can win the division.
Well, the thing they have going for them is that we know while the Braves are a good team, just like the Phillies are, there isn't much distance between the two when you talk about just talent. So the Braves could very easily go on a 3-4 game slide as well.
Like that. Yeah. Like, just like that, no doubt. All right, Joe in South Jersey wants to trade Aaron Nola. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
How are you?
Joe?
Good. No, I mean, I was just thinking about it, and I was saying right now Aaron Nola's value is extremely high. He's having the best year of his career. He's still relatively young. But right now this team is a couple of pieces away from being World Series contenders. I mean, they might get in the playoffs, possibly win the National League, but really contend for the World Series. They probably need a couple more serious pieces. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, they need a couple more pieces, sure.
All right, like big pieces. So with Aaron Nola, if you would trade him now, possibly, or in the offseason, you might be able to get a couple, maybe a team's top prospect, maybe top 10 prospect, a team like the Yankees or the Red
Sox.
You're
trading him for a prospect?
What?
Joe? Oh, yeah, I would trade him for a minor league guy that's a player that's like their top 10 guy. And then possibly, you know, maybe
Joe,
four or five
Joe,
other guys.
Joe.
Yeah, you take this one.
I just want to make, he's not serious. He's got to be pulling.
Oh, this is one of those fake calls.
Your chain or
he's going to say Baba Booey at the end of the call.
No. Because Aaron Nola can't win the whole thing himself, and they need so many other pieces. I mean, you might be able to get another pitcher through free agency, but if you can get 2-3 maybe top 50 prospects for Aaron Nola from a team like the Yankees,
you could get
Red
more
Sox,
than that, Joe.
2-3
All right, well then
top
more than that's
50.
Even better.
So hold on. So Joe, let me just to, and I'm not even going to keep you on the line. So Aaron Nola hasn't even reached arbitration yet. This year he's making $573,000. So he's going to start making more money in the arbitration year 1, 2, and 3. The Phillies will probably try to sign him long term so they can buy out some of those arbitration years to have a long term contract with him because he's going to make a lot of money. But here's what you need. You're right. The Phillies still need a couple of players on their team. I think they'll get maybe a player or two from their farm system. And they'll have some free agent guys. But you know what you need? You need a number one pitcher. You need a Cy Young type pitcher if you're going to compete for a World Series. They have that. Why would you trade that away for a prospect? A prospect is called. It's a prospect for a reason.
Yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I mean, with Aaron Nola, this is really the first year he's really looked like he's at this level. So you don't know if this is really him or next year he's not going to be this good.
No, what just we like, don't and I, know, and I remember, Joe, is the prospects that you would get back in return. That's what we don't know. We don't know what they would be.
Can I just make one more point? And with
I just keep
having nightmares of Dominic Brown. And I remember when Dominic Brown, before the All-Star break, had like 17 home runs, made the All-Star team, was at the height of his value. The Phillies didn't trade him, and then they got nothing.
Right. But hold on a second. What you're asking for is you want to go out and get 3 Dominic Browns for Aaron Nola.
Right.
Dominic Brown was a prospect. Hold on. Dominic Brown was a prospect, and you're asking you want Dominic Browns in return for a guy that's doing it right now.
No, I want a couple. I want a top 10 prospect, and then I want maybe 2 other or 3 other top 50 prospects from the same team.
Okay.
I got to give you credit, John.
What?
You held on to this call much longer than I thought you would, Aaron, brother.
So Aaron Nola last year, he was, let me see where he was. Well, 3.54 ERA. And last year, I think we really got the idea. It was 12-11. It was like, all right, he's good, but he looks like a number two pitcher, right? Like he's probably a number two pitcher. Mm-hmm. This year, he showed he's a number one pitcher.
Well, Pete McCannon said he was a number three.
Right. Yeah. Number three. Oh, yeah. He's a good player. So this year, I mean, so here's what Nola's done so far this year. He's 15-3. Mm-hmm. 26 games, 15-3, 169 innings pitched, 114 hits, 45 walks. So he's under 1 hits and walks per inning, 169 strikeouts, so a strikeout in inning. Roy Halladay in his Cy Young season of 2010, in 33 games, was 21-10 with a 2.44 ERA, 250 innings, 250 and two-thirds innings, 231 hits, 30 walks in a season like that. That's incredible. 219 Ks. Howdy's a workhorse. Howdy give you 8 innings every time you came out there. Noel's a little bit different, but I'll make the case that on this team, which isn't built to win right now, which essentially has no offense on it, Aaron Nola's season this year is more impressive than what Roy Halladay did, because at least Roy Halladay in 2010 was pitching for a playoff team. That team went to the playoffs in large part because he was on the team, by the way, Ike.
Yeah.
But was that the Aces year? Was that the year after?
That was the year before. 2010 was his first year.
But was what year was the four aces?
The year after, yeah.
2011.
Yeah, 2011.
So 2010 was and 2011 he was almost as good as he was 2010.
Yeah. I mean 2010 he won the Cy Young. He yep. had the two he had the no-hitter and the perfect game.
Yep.
Right? But his NOLA reach you see where I'm going with this? No-hitter and a perfect game in the same season. No-hitter in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, he hasn't had a chance in the playoffs yet.
Is he going to throw a no-hitter? I would say no.
Yeah, but a no-hitter, just because you throw a no-hitter doesn't mean you're a Cy Younger or an MVP award winner, well, right? That's a great accomplishment.
I'm just saying, I'm just going off Doc's year.
Yeah, in 2010. He deserved the Cy Young.
Yeah, an all-time year.
Aaron Nola's playing with you in the outfield. All right, it's 15-3. His ERA is...
My corner outfielder?
Yeah, left.
Yeah, put me in left.
Yeah, you're a left fielder, like Dominic Brown. Was he a right fielder?
No, he was in the left field.
Yeah, he should have been.
Or was he a right fielder? I have no idea.
I think both.
Mayberry's in one corner, and you got Dom Brown in the other corner.
I wonder why the Phillies didn't win those years.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.